Translation. Some of them are effulgent like coral and diamonds in complexion and have garlands on their heads, blooming like lotus flowers, and some wear earrings. Purport by Srila Prabhupada Ijai. There are some inhabitants who have attained the liberation of Sarupya, or possessing bodily features like those of the personality of Godhead. The Vaidura diamond is especially meant for the personality of Godhead. But one who achieves the liberation of bodily equality with the Lord is especially favored with such diamonds on his body. I was born a doctor, it's my spiritual life. I said, I've got knowledge. So, the last few verses before the Gopanim classes were about the Vaikuntha planets and the inhabitants of the Vaikuntha planets. So we know that Vaikuntha is a very vast area, and of course the topmost planet is Goloka Vrindavan, as that picture there shows. So many Vaikuntha planets. And the difference is that, as it says here in the previous verses, that the residents in the Goloka Vrindavan, they have two hands, and in Vaikuntha they have four. So there is obviously a difference. And so, as we know, in Goloka Vrindavan, and Vaikuntha, they are devotees of Krishna, of the Supreme Lord, but the moods are different. So it says in the Chaitanya-caritamrita Majjalila 1991, Madhurya Rasa Bhakta Muktya Praja Gopigan Manasa Manasigan Lakshmigan Ankasangchagan. The chief devotees in Kongunjo love are the gopis of Vrindavan, the queens in Dwarka, and the goddesses of fortune in Vaikuntha. These devotees are innumerable. So Krishna Das Kaviraj is saying there is Kongunjo love in the Vaikuntha region, not just Goloka Vrindavan, but the mood is different. the mood in the Vaikuntha regions is awe and reverence. It's mixed with awe and reverence. And it has been described in Majalila 19, 192. Purna Krishna Rati Hoya Divya Praksha Prakasha Ishvara Gyan Mishra Kevala Bak Beda Eva. Attachment for Krishna is divided into categories. One is attachment with awe and reverence, and the other is pure attachment. So this is the difference. In Vaikuntha, attachment for Krishna is there, but the attachment is with awe and reverence. That means that when they serve Lord Vishnu and Lakshmi and his consort Lakshmi, it is with awe and reverence. And in Goloka Vrindavan, it is pure attachment. That means without awe and reverence. So, of course, Krishna, awe and reverence generally means Krishna's opulence. So the opulence, they are in Vrindavan, but they're completely overshadowed by the relationship between the residents of Vrindavan in the five primary rasas. They're completely all in reverence is completely overshadowed or shrunken compared to the love of the Brajavasis. So, for instance, we know that Krishna is the one of his opulences, that he has the complete wealth of the universes. He's the complete wealth, but when Krishna appears again after the Rasalila, Krishna meets with the gopis. Krishna's reunited with the gopis after the Rasalila. Krishna says, I cannot pay back the wealth. In other words, he says, I'm indebted to you. Yet that seems that he's the old wealthiest, but he cannot pay back the wealth of the residents of Vrindavan and the gopis. He cannot pay it back. Then Krishna says, let your glorious deeds be your satisfaction. That, in other words, the love, the devotional service in Vrindavan they performed for the residents of Vrindavan perform, especially the gopis, let that be their wealth, because that's where the wealth is. The wealth is the devotional service to Krishna. And we know Krishna. He's unconquerable. And we know that Krishna defeated Jarasandha 13 times single-handedly. First time in when he attacked Mathura, and then after that, Jarasandha attacking Dwarka, and Krishna single-handed just destroyed Jarasandha's army. So he seems uncomparable, but he is defeated by the love of the residents of Vrindavan. In fact, it is described that when he sees Sri Radhika, that the acharyas say that he drops his flute and the peacock feather falls down from his head, from his turban or his head. So Krishna is conquered by love. So love is, without, of course, the residents in the Vaikuntha planets and Goloka Vrindavan, they are doing devotional service, but as I said, it's been mixed awe and reverence, and it's based on the attachment to the opulences of Krishna, the six opulences. And so when Krishna Krishna leaves this material world, he's thinking, this is in the again Sri Chaitanya, that he is thinking that I took birth, I appeared on the earth planet in Vrindavan, but I couldn't. I wanted to give love, to show love, but I couldn't. So I have to return again. So he comes, returns as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because the love that Krishna couldn't, he was indebted, he was broke, because the love didn't belong to Krishna. The love belonged to Srimati Radhika. So therefore he came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in the Adi Leela 440, my Bengali is not that really good, but I'll try my best. Sri Deya Achantale Kirtana Sanchane Nama Prema Mala Ganta Pratala Samsare. Thus Mahaprabhu spread Kirtan even among the untouchables. He wore a wreath of the name and prema, which he garlanded the entire material world. So when Mahaprabhu came, he garlanded the whole material world with this garland of prema, nam and prema. Just like this garland that I was given, it's made of two things, this string and flowers. So this garland that Mahaprabhu, that garland, the whole material world, is made up with the name and prema. So the name, so the string, the string or the thread, is the holy name, and the flowers is the prema. So you put the two together, you have a garland of the holy name and prema. Of course, as bonded conditioned souls in this world, we're not qualified to have this prema. We're not qualified. But due to the munificent mercy of Lord Caitanya, the special mercy, he freely distributes this mercy to everyone. One and all, it doesn't matter. Even if we study Gauralila, some demons that Krishna killed in Krishna Leela, they came back and they appeared in Gaura Leela, like Kamsa was killed in Mathura. Krishna killed him. Yet in Gaura Leela, he appears as the Chankasi. And he got the prema, Krishna prema. This is show how the special mercy of Lord Caitanya. Of course, the only qualification, as I said, we're not qualified as conditioned bonded souls to have this prema. But it's there for the taking if we want it. And the only qualification is we have to be greedy for it. Nothing else. So Sri Rupa Goswami, in his Pajavali 14:1, he writes, pure devotional service in Krishna consciousness cannot be had even by pious activities in hundreds and thousands of lives. It can only be attained by paying one price. intense greed to attain it. If it is available somewhere, one must purchase it without delay. So he's taught this devotional service, the bhakti, prema bhakti, can only be attained by our pure, by our greed, lobha. And just like so many years ago, there was a program on the British TV called Candid Camera. So they would hide a camera, hidden camera, and perform stunts to the on the British public. So one of these stunts was a gentleman, one of the crew, went in the middle of a high street somewhere with a handful of 5-pound notes, bona fide 5-pound notes, and wanted to give them out free. Just standing on the street, said, "Please take this £5 now. Please take this £5. Please take it. Please take it." And £5 in those days, you could fill an average family car. You could fill that up. £5, you could fill the tank up for less than that. So it shows you how much money it was, the value of it. So he said, "Please take this £5. Please take it. Please take it. Here, come on, take it, take it." No, but he said, "Is it real?" He said, "Yeah, it's real, take it, look." They went up, look, showed you the lines, everything. And nobody would take. Nobody would take it. He said, it must be a forgery. It must be a forgery, there's something wrong. Nobody gives £5 away just like this, nobody. So this went on for about 10 minutes. So many people made so many different excuses, reasons why. And in the end, he's just the presenter in the street said, take this £5, please take this £5. And then one guy, gentleman, just walking by, he says, "Thanks, mate," and he took it and put it in his pocket. So this is what Mahaprabhu is offering. He's offering prema bhakti for everybody, but due to our conditioning, which we all have, we cannot doubt it, we won't accept it. But because the only condition, the only thing, our only qualification is greed, spiritual greed. We have the material greed. All we have to do is transform the material greed into spiritual greed. That's all. And so therefore, this is what Mahaprabhu came for. And recently, what's the next one? So this is, so then Mahaprabhu, he came to give this to everyone. Now, I've been listening to some classes from one of the sadhus in Mayapur, Gopanim classes, and he was saying some things that this Mahaprabhu, this mercy of Lord Caitanya is so magnanimous that we cannot really understand it, but we have to accept it. And we have to accept it. And it says in the Caitanya Bhagavat, Madhya Kanda 8, 227, by Vrindavan Das Thakur, Arupa Krishna Vesha, Arupa Nitya, Ananda Nayana Pari Dake Sabha Bhatya. Mahaprabhu's beauty is unequaled and unsurpassed, defeating even Krishna's. Krishna has no Mahabhav. All his followers' eyes are filled with Ananda to see his dancing. So, of course, this verse, for an advanced devotee, he could speak on this verse for a long time. But just looking at this verse straight away, realize Mahaprabhu's beauty is unsurpassed, even surpasses in Krishna's beauty. The reason is because in Vrindavan, Radha and Krishna are separate. For the sake of their eternal pastimes, they're separate. But in Mayapur Dham, you have Radha and Krishna have come together in one body. But due to the complexion and the mood of Radharani, the mood and complexion and the mood of Lord Caitanya, Radharani is more prominent. Krishna's there, no doubt, but it's hidden. It's been described that, using the English words, there's the object, and then there's the shelter. So in Vrindavan, Krishna is the object of love, and Radharani is the abode of love. So when you get the two together in the form of Lord Caitanya, you have the abode, you have the object and the abode of love in one body. And you have, in also that same body, you have the union and the separation in one body. This is what this sadhu in Vrindavan, Mayapur, was saying. And also, He touched on how we know we have sadhana and sadhya. Sadhana is the means, and sadhya is the goal. So, in even by worshipping Lord Caitanya, we are in one body, is the means and the goal in one body. So we're in a special Kali Yuga now, as we're in the Danya Kali Yuga. Danya means wealth. So the next Lord Caitanya does not appear every Kali Yuga. So the next Kali Yuga, after this one finishes, we start again the cycle of Satya Yuga and so on. Next Kali Yuga, Gaura Narayan is going to appear. The Shaktivesh avatar. No prema, and the destination will be Vaikuntha. So we are very fortunate. And everybody, any conditioned soul who is born in this Kali Yuga is very fortunate. And all we have to do is take advantage of this Kali Yuga. I'm looking for a verse I can't find at the moment. It just describes there's one verse I can't find. It describes that for an advanced devotee in this Kali Yuga, he will not see any he will see it as a time of making advancement in devotional service because of Lord Caitanya has appeared in this Kali Yuga. And not the next Kali Yuga, as I said, it's Gaura Narayan. So then, because we have this minute independence and this, it's been described this minute independence we have is like an invaluable gem, because this minute independence we can choose. The choice is between serving Krishna in the internal potency, or serving Krishna in the external potency. So, and in Vaikuntha, there is some differences that said in four. The residents have, in Vaikuntha, have four arms. And the relationship is based on awe and reverence. And But also, there's no Krishna. There's no Krishna playing a flute. No Krishna playing a peacock feather. There's no Nanda Maharaj. There's no Mother Yashoda. No Sakas, no Sakis. And like this. And there's no pastimes, no Govardhan pastimes. There's not even no Jamashtami. So we should take shelter, because in Lord Chaitanya it has been described that the Acharyas also have described that Lord Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan are continued by the appearance of Lord Chaitanya. Because he's actually manifesting his pastimes in Mayapur Dham, because Mayapur Dham is another name for Mayapur Dham is Gupta Vrindavan or Secret Vrindavan. There's still on the eastern bank there's the seven forests, and on the western bank there's the five forests, the 12 forests of Vrindavan. But not in the same order, they're in a different order. And Krishna is performing his pastimes in this Gupta Vrindavan in the form of Lord Chaitanya. And this is why when you see the Ganga, it's one of the local people was telling me one time, when we crossed the river to go from Antadweep to Koladweep by the boat, one half is the Yamuna, one side is the Ganga. And so therefore, so this means that also, because Mayapur Dham is the secret Vrindavan, so this means that the residents of Mayapur are also Vrajavasis as well. Hidden, of course, secretly. So this is why we have to be careful how we treat the local residents in these places. So then if we take shelter of Lord Chaitanya, and if we're greedy enough, even though we're not qualified, and only by the mercy of the spiritual master, as it says in the bhajan, O Vaishnav Thakur, I think it's the last verse, he says, O Vaishnav Thakur, you have Krishna. By your mercy, you can give me Krishna. So therefore we have to take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master who has this prema, because it's been described in the Madhurya Kadambini, the last shower, which is Vishnupadaka Thakur describes actually the symptoms of prema. Because it's this first symptom is that this material body cannot handle it. This material body will be completely destroyed. But that body of the devotee who does have it, his senses, all the so-called material senses, the material body, the sight, hearing, and so on, they have just been totally spiritualized. It's just like the example Prabhupada gives. You put a rod, a metal rod in the fire, you put it in, leave it for a certain time, you bring it out of the fire, and I say to that person, and I say, oh, it's a metal rod. And somebody says to me, you touch it and you burn your hands. So that's the symptoms of a devotee who has prema. It looks like an ordinary material object, but you touch it, you'll get burnt. So this is what we can aspire for in our spiritual lives as the goal in our conditions, in my conditioned state. And this is by the mercy of the spiritual master. So I'll stop there. I'll try to answer questions. Try to, if I'm qualified.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for the class, Prabhu. I just had a question for my own understanding. So as we know that the Maha Mantra was always there.
Yeah.
Time immemorial. So I'm just curious to understand how do the different avatars in different yuga cycles influence the qualifications needed to approach the chanting of the holy names and to attain Krishna prema through that. Does it change with the different avatars, or is it always the same qualifications required? Or
I've got it here in my book here. In one book by Govinda Maharaj, he explains there's four different mantras for each of the yugas. And the last one, Kali Yuga, is the Maha Mantra. I've got written, I can show you later on if you want to make a copy of it. So the first three, the destination is Vaikuntha, by saying these mantras. But in this Kali Yuga, it is the Maha Mantra. But that, as you say, the Maha Mantra, it's always been there, but in the other three yugas, it's been like in the back, being quiet. So, but in this Kali Yuga, it's more prominent. So there are mantras, but there's different mantras for each yuga. So then in each of the yugas, the different avatars appear. So they'll be chanting this mantra.
Thank you very much. I was just wondering, and how does it relate to, in the next whole yuga cycle, in Kali Yuga, in the next cycle?
Because
the same one, or
no? It's no. So I said, the next Kali Yuga, Gaur and Narayan will appear, but this, because Mahaprabhu appeared with the garland, he garlanded it, the material world. So he will be bringing the Maha Mantra, but because there's no prema there, There's no prema there, so there the result will be Vaikuntha. I know it's hard to understand some things, but that's what it is. Yes, Brian? All right, okay. I'll finish then. Sing Bhagavan Tam Ki Jai.